And as usual, we are awaiting any home improvement question that may be on your mind. You can call it in. You can text it in. 651-461-9226. It's another Saturday morning. Andy Lindis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm thawed out. And as we speak, thawing out. And I just heard Al mention it's 14. We just got a new temp, and it's 15 degrees and getting warmer. What a difference. What a difference, going to say, a week makes, but just a few days. I want to ask you something about this temperature swing. Let me look now. Yeah, officially 15 now, going for 35 today, in the mid-40s, basically, the rest of the week. But call in your home improvement question, whatever the case may be, 651-461-9226. I have to ask you, with the swing in temperature, what are we talking, 50, 60 degrees, from 20 below to 40 above, how our homes can make this transition, if indeed that's an issue, whether it be windows, roofing, doors, et cetera. Is there anything to look out for, I guess I want to ask you?
There's plenty of things to look out for, and this is why the area in which we live is one of the greatest testing grounds for exterior building products that there is. I mean, again, down to 20 below, and in August we might, you know, we always get those couple of days over 100 degrees. So that's it's a giant swing in temperatures, and you have to understand all these materials on the exterior of our home, the caulking, the siding, the windows, the trim. There can be 5 or 6, 7, 8 different types of materials, and they all expand and contract at different rates. So this is a good time, you know, it's going to be nice outside. Things are going to start to melt off. Take a walk around outside your home, especially if it's going to be above 40 degrees. If it's above 40 degrees, you can use exterior caulking. And this is where we see a lot of that caulking start to fail. That expansion and contraction pulls it apart. So it opens it up for air infiltration and water infiltration. In fact, we at Linus Construction, there's a reason why, if you look at like our siding projects, Denny, that we have currently on the books, where this is talking like our siding division, the average price tag for a siding project right now at Linus Construction for over 60% of the projects we have on the books is under $5,000. Now, that's because we're doing a lot of repairs. We're doing a lot of caulking, redoing the trim. We're finding some rot that we have to cut out. And these are all like these projects get to be more and more expensive, more towards that $5,000 mark instead of, you know, we have some of these projects that are $1,500 and we're just redoing some flashing, caulking, maybe replacing a piece of trim or two, you know, a half a day labor, two guys. That goes a long ways from protecting your home from water infiltration and air infiltration. The other spot you want to keep an eye on. Now, I think the way the weather is looking, if it's going to be above 40 all the way until Tuesday, there's a good chance most of our roofs are melted off. But there could be clogs inside your gutter system. There could be, that's the last place. Think of where your downspout comes off your gutter, Denny, and goes towards the house. That usually isn't getting as much sun as the rest of it. And if that's clogged with ice and tree debris, now you have all this water sitting inside your gutters. And it's, again, a potential to get back into your fascia, back into your soffit. So this is why it's really important to try to get those gutters free and clear of any type of debris. And the way we install LeafGuard, there's a reason why we put a downspout at the max. At least every 35 linear feet of gutters can have a downspout. And we use an oversized downspout. Now, just upgrading your gutter systems to oversized downspouts can go a long ways. The average ordinary gutter system is going to have a 2x3-inch downspout that comes off of it. That's 6 square inches. So just all you have to do is increase it 1 inch each way, 3x4 inches, and you're going to have 12 square inches. Then up on the gutter, they make adapters. You can actually make it a wide mouth at the actual gutter itself. So you're taking over, like, I want to say it's 26 square inches of gutters actually draining. It's a lot harder of an area to clog and makes it way easier to maintain. Those are just little things that, you know, if you're looking for a project to do outside, these are things you can buy at any big box store or, you know, caulking, bigger downspouts, things of that nature. It's pretty easy to install, and with YouTube and everything else there is. You can probably watch a few videos and be pretty dangerous around the home.
Andy, has Linda's Construction received any calls about ice dams during this cold season?
And windows. A lot of windows are frosting up. A lot of these windows that are in that 20 to 40 years old. Now, I had a really good discussion with a fella yesterday. And one of the things, he had Anderson 400 series windows. And one of the things that he likes best about that window is the ability to buy the casing on the inside and the trim on the inside from Anderson and replace it. I said, that's great. But I'm starting to worry. These windows are over 20 years old. I said, the next time you do that, you might want to look at getting a new sash. So again, along the lines, we do a lot of window repairs as well. And we actually restore windows back to their old glory, Anderson, Marvin, Pella, 20, 30, 40 year old windows. We have the ability, maybe it's just a glass back. Maybe it's just a sash we can order to replace. But that, after time, there's a reason why the major manufacturers of the world don't have a warranty that goes past 25 years. It's the gas in that window is going to settle or start to escape a little bit. It won't be as insulated 25 years from now as it is the day you installed it. But outside of replacing, this is why, you know, you buy the Infinity window with the Altrex and the Everwood. One, those materials are darn near bulletproof. They don't mold. They don't rot. You don't have to worry about that. Worst case scenario, 25 years down the road, you replace a glass pack. That's, I think, you know, for me, I want to see what we have to do to maintain all of these products. You know, I think it's not a pipe dream to install things once and forget about it forever. I mean, where there's windows and buildings that are 500 years old. So you can do that, but there's some maintenance that you have to do along the way. And taking care of the exterior of the home and the caulking, I think, is one of the easiest things that we can inspect every year. And for a do-it-yourselfer, if you're comfortable getting on a ladder, it's one of those projects that not a lot of tools that you need, not a lot of expertise that you need. Now, don't get me wrong. I've seen some caulk jobs that I think my 8-month-old grandson with a caulking gun could do a better job. But, you know, the caulking is one of those things that it's not, you don't need any really expensive tools. You just need a little bit of patience and practice, and you can be pretty good at it.
Very good. Hang on, Andy. You want to alert our phone callers, Jim and Jerry. We're going to get to your calls right away, right after this quick break, so don't go away. You can call in your home improvement question, like Jim and Jerry, or send a text, either way. 651-461-9226. We'll get it done. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show brought to us every week by our friends at Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Yeah, if you want to get in touch with those good folks, 8449-LINDUS. Easiest number to remember. Our number, if you happen to have a home improvement type of question, Andy Lindus will be glad to answer that. It's 651-461-9226. Andy, we have callers. We have texters. Let's get to them. Jim, we promised Jim and Jerry they'd be right up here. Jim, thanks for hanging on. Jim calling in from St. Francis, I think. What's your question for Andy, Jim?
Andy, I've got a Lennox Healthy Climate air system in my basement here, hooked to my furnace. And on the outside wall, exterior wall on the siding, I have black dust. Not dust so much, but it's coming from the furnace or somehow. I'm curious if you could tell me, how does that black stuff get there coming through this furnace, through my furnace or whatever? It's insulated 6-inch pipe going amongst the floor joists, and it's hard to see. Do you have any idea?
My initial thought is it's because of the warmer temperature of the exhaust coming into contact with the siding there, and what you're seeing is just like a mildew buildup would be my guess. That's typically what I would see. Do you notice like your air filter on the furnace being dirty?
Not so much in the furnace. This system that I've got, this air Lenox Healthy Climate has got a square box inside. It's, it requires to be taken and maintained. And most of the time when I take it open, it's evident that it needs it. And sometimes I'll have many dozens of mosquitoes on one side of it. A lot of them are dead. That's basically a summer program, but I should do it again soon. Not for mosquitoes, but just for the cleaning. That filter is a piece of, let's just call it foam. It's reusable. It's asked to be washed and then dried and put back in. It's about 16 by 16 by a quarter inch thick. Two sides, it's got two of those on, one on one side, one on the other. Always the one side is the dirty side. The other doesn't have any real clear evidence of being washed.
Can the black stuff be washed off the siding, or is it like it's part of the siding now?
No, it's just to get up on a ladder and with soap and water or something like that, it'll clean up pretty good. Right now it's, you know, it's on the backside of my house, and my wife tells me about it pretty often, but I'm not going to go out until that 50-degree day comes.
There you go.
Yeah, I get it. And, you know, if you take a look at the bleach bottle, that might, you know, kill the stuff that's coming off there. That'll, because I'm guessing it's, my guess is it's more mildew than dust, but I'm not really familiar with that quality air system that you have or how it's exhausted, but my guess is mildew. What kind of siding do you have?
Vinyl siding. The house is 19 years old. Yeah.
Nice. If it doesn't just wipe off with the cloth, then I'm almost guaranteeing that it's mildew. And a vinyl, you know, you should be able to scrub it and get rid of it. If it was wood, if you're not addressed, you know, you might actually have to sand it in order to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's right. You would be comfortable saying that it's not caused by some combustion somewhere in the furnace system.
If it's not, this is just the Lenox air system, and you're not seeing your actual. When's the last time you had your furnace checked?
I'd guess to say it's got to be at least 3 years. When that was, there was some furnace repair needed.
Yeah. So for me, the annual maintenance plans with a lot of these HVAC companies is worth the price of admission, knowing what needs to be oiled and what can be checked. So
to
be on the safe side, make sure that you have your CO2, your CO detectors going, and that those are up to date as well. Without looking into everything, I'm guessing this is a moist air coming into contact with a cold surface and mildew, giving mildew a chance to grow, or algae or some type of, you know, something like that, especially that being that you need soap and water to get it off and you just can't wipe it off of plastic or vinyl siding.
Have I got the privilege of asking you one more quick question regarding that same furnace?
Sure.
When the last time the repairman was here, he recommended that I use a 30-day filter. It's a very—you can look right through it. It's blue material. And since then, I've been using that just in the wintertime. You recommend that? It's just a 1-inch thickness.
You know, as far as brands of filters go, I don't really have a yay or nay or a recommendation there, as long as that they're getting changed often enough where they're not getting super dirty. You know, we've seen it where filters get left alone so long that the furnace actually, you know, sucks the filter into the furnace, and that's just everything's working harder, and that's when you start to get failure and you really have to worry about your air quality.
I'm looking at a new filter. That filter that I should replace soon, it's a number two MERV rating. Like I say, it's really thin.
It's pretty thin.
Going
right
through it. That's a question that I don't expect I don't expect that to be a problem for me. I just have that, and that's what I've been using since. Because the repairman came and told me that would be the best program if I converted to that just during 100 months, however.
Well, I have a feeling, Andy and Jim, that we're probably going to get some comments from listeners about that very thing, about that type of filter, because they've had other experience too. We'll pass those along when we hear from other listeners. Some good questions, Jim. Thanks so much. I tell you what, before we do some weather, let's see is if Jerry in Matamida is still there. Is Jerry still there? Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hi. Morning.
I have a question. Question on attic insulation. I got a pole barn that I'm working on, and they're looking at R49, which is what code is. I went with cellulose, and I just like your insight on cellulose versus chopped fiberglass, if any. I know the cellulose will settle a little more. And then also, I recently retired and spent 45 years in the HVAC industry. So if you want to comment or not about the filter, I may have a little insight for that.
Yeah. You know, R49 is great. I prefer cellulose over fiberglass. One, I think as it settles, it lends itself to a little bit more air sealing than fiberglass. And I've noticed that fiberglass, if can kind of shift around in the attic, I've always had better luck with cellulose, especially in a pole barn too. It's a little bit more of a rodent deterrent. The fire retardant that they put into the cellulose is a natural, not that they won't go up there. It's not a be all end all to mice and rodents in your attic, but I've seen less problems in cellulose than I have fiberglass. I've seen tunnel systems put into fiberglass in attics that, it should be studied from architecture, like hundreds of mice up there at once building away. But yeah, go ahead. Give us your insight on filters and
the filters.
HVAC.
Yeah.
I'll try to keep it short here. I appreciate it. I as far as the insulation go, I appreciate that. As far as the filter question, I spent 45 years, and the big thing is to change your filter. The other thing is when you have just a typical 1-inch filter rack that's built into the ductwork, if you spend the money on those really expensive, some name brand filters that give you the high MERV ratings and such, you got to keep in mind that that filter is not inside a sealed compartment. So the air will take the easiest path, which is often up and around those filters. So you're not getting the true MERV rating. Again, those throwaway little filters that you can throw a cat through, they're okay. Change them often, and as they plug, they actually get more efficient. So it's just like your oil in your car. Just whatever type you feel right with, but just do it often. That's what I'd have to say.
All right, Jerry. Yeah, exactly. You kind of echoed Andy's sentiment as well. Thanks very much for the call, Jerry. Appreciate it. We're going to take a break for weather. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, by all means, you can call it in like Jim and Jerry did, or you can send a text if that's easier. Here is one number for either the phone call or text, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back. This portion of our home improvement show presented by Lindus Construction. Andy Lindus answering those type of home improvement questions today, either by phone or by text as usual. 651-461-9226. What's the status of insulation calls that Lindus? I would assume you got a bunch this past 10 days or so at Lindus.
I'm sorry, Danny, you broke up on that. I mean, can you say that again, please?
Oh, yeah, I was wondering if you had a ton of calls about insulation given our sub-zero temperatures recently.
Oh, yeah, we were talking last thing, or last segment, we've spent a lot more time in the attics so far at the start of this year than at the start of last year. Just a tale of two different winters, those below zero temps. We've had a giant uptick in calls, so hopefully this is the week people are starting to walk around outside. To be honest with you,
Thursday and Friday, we had a lot of people calling us about decking projects and springtime projects as well. So I think people start to look at the forecast and start thinking, ooh, I need to start making some moves before May's going to be here pretty soon. It's almost barbecue season.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, if you're a true Minnesotan or an upper Midwester, any season is grilling season. But what are folks, speaking of decks, what are folks asking Lindis to do? What type of decks, what kind of features, unlike the old days, what can Lindis offer?
Oh, we have a variety of offerings. You can go pretty large on a deck and dream pretty big. But the metal framing is still one of those things that more and more people are asking about. Again, the chance of keeping your decking forever and maintenance-free forever. And aesthetically, the metal framing just looks better, I believe. So worst-case scenario, you got to paint it. You never have to worry about anything rotten, not having to worry about anything else outside of the decking. Couple that with the millboard decking. I'm telling you, Denny, the millboard checks every box that you possibly can when it comes to composite decking. Aesthetically, there isn't any of the other decking that comes close. And when it comes to expansion and contraction, way less expansion and contraction. When it comes to lack of it being slippery or the way your feet grip to it in all seasons, you don't have to worry about it frosting up. You don't have to worry about it getting too hot, too cold. It really is the best composite decking you can possibly put. Now, as far as features, people are using their decks in a lot of variety ways, whether this is a lot of outdoor kitchens. That seems to be the biggest one, but also just water features, lighting features, you name it. When we go into a deck design, we ask people to dream big just so we can, might as well put a price tag on it and see what it would take to give you the best deck you could ever dream of, and then, whittle it down from there if we have to.
All right, very good. I was going to ask you another question, but we've got a caller, Justin, calling in from Roseville. I want to get to that. Justin, thanks for calling. What's your question for Andy?
So the question is, I know that we have insulation. The house was built in the mid to late 70s. I've seen the ads. My wife is looking at maybe trying to do the spray and foam on the outside of the house to fill up the gaps. We've got some spots that are cold, and just wondering if that's something that's usable. Is that something that makes sense to do? Does the cost justify the expense of doing that?
Typically, your exterior walls would be the last place I would look at insulating. I would highly encourage you get a heat map analysis done by one of our people. We're going to, in order to do that, we're going to want to look in your attic. So think of, we want to inspect the top plate, which we're going to find in the attic, and then the foundation, specifically where the foundation meets the framing. So we want to get in your basement, in your attic, and we'll have a good understanding of what's going on in your home. We'll also do infrared imaging on the entire exterior of the home, so any hot spots or cold spots can be identified. More than likely, those cold rooms are being caused by the air coming down the walls from the attic and the extreme temperature, something that we call stack effect. So what's happening is heat escaping your house, and it's pushing that cold air. So the warm air goes up into the attic and pushes the cold air down the walls. And this is where people will want to use that spray foam technique on the exterior of the home and try to fill voids. Well, I've seen them create more voids than fills, and now you're creating a thermal barrier that can have more gaps in there. So I've seen this create condensation issue. The only time I would ever look at, putting insulation in the exterior wall is if you're taking off the entire interior of that wall or the entire exterior of the wall. So the sheathing and everything has to come off. But When we do siding projects, Denny, we use a house wrap that has a built-in R6 insulation. So it really gets you, you'd like to get your walls to like an R24. And with 2x4 construction, that's pretty hard to do. So when we're remodeling this house wrap called Intel-Tex, it's 5 millimeters thick and is an R6. So we're installing that in a lot of places. I think you're better off doing something like that than trying to spray foam the wall But if you're feeling those drafts come in, it's an attic problem. I'm willing to bet.
Now, that Insultex, boy, it seems like many years ago you brought that to our attention. You were pretty excited about it. I got to think it was 10 years ago. Maybe I'm wrong. But that's been around for a while, and it still is at the top of your list as far as that application.
Absolutely. Yep. No matter the stuff that company has gone through over the last decade is unlike anything I've seen in the building industry, and I knew the hundreds of projects that we've installed with it, with zero consumer complaints, no moisture issues, and the amount of people that have told me what a difference it makes, and my house included. So, you know, this is something that we've used for a long time. Great American company out of Pittsburgh. Joe Roselli, although he is a Penguins fan, he's a pretty good guy.
Okay. I was going to ask you something about that, but I'm looking at a text about a heat map analysis. The question from a listener says, what areas of the home do you need to access to do a heat map analysis? Maybe before you answer that, we always get new listeners. Explain, if you would, what a heat map analysis is. What do you guys do with that heat map analysis?
We're going to use a variety of diagnostic tools. We have cameras that we can put into walls in small places, digital microscopes, infrared imaging. We're going to use a vapor stick to see which way air moves. We're going to have meters that tell us the humidity content of every room, and laser temperature, you know, gauges, so we can gather temperatures of the inside pane of the glass, what the sheathing is from inside the attic. All of those things are going to help us really start to figure out what's going on with your house, where you're losing heat, where cold is infiltrating, any moisture or air infiltration issues you may have, and what the best way is to fix them. And in order to do that, we need to access the foundation. So this is the area of the basement where the foundation meets the framing. So the very base of your home. Usually we're in the basement and crawl spaces to find that out. And the top plate, which is going to be needing to access the inside of your attic if possible. Some people don't think this is possible, but if you look around in closet areas, it wouldn't be the first time to go to a home where they say, yep, there's just no access to my attic. And then we look around and we point people up. We go up through this hole here that's been painted over a few times. So we might have to break a paint seal. But usually, if there's a will, there's a way. Some of these story-and-a-half homes built in the 70s, Denny, those are knee walls upstairs, so we might have to actually get into, like, the closet there and crawl around an area a little bit. But we'll find a way to figure out what's going on in almost every house.
And about how long does the whole process take?
On average, we can have this figured out in maybe 90 minutes. So from start to finish, about sitting down and going over. Having said that, you know, I've been in a house for 4 hours before trying to figure out what's going on and looking around or just shooting the breeze. As you know me, I have a tendency to, somebody's talking, I'll sit there and talk with almost anybody forever and a day if I have the time.
You're a social guy. That's why. You're a friendly guy. And besides that,
and sitting at a kitchen table talking to the homeowner, you know what you're not doing? You're not roofing. So there's worse places to be, especially if a pot of coffee's on.
And I know you're going to be pulling out pictures of your grandbaby, for sure. So
yep, usually it does. all roads lead to the photo reel. Usually.
All right. Hang on, Andy. We'll take this bit of a break here and be right back. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text. You know the number, 651-461-9226. From Newstalk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show presented by Linda's Construction. Andy Linda's doing the answering as usual this morning at 651-461-9226. Andy, I want to remind our listeners that when they call Lindis for whatever project they have in mind, windows or roofing or maybe those leaf guard gutters, you'll be needing those pretty soon. That first visit is always free, and you get all this great information from Lindis. But that's true, isn't it? That first visit, always free.
Always. The heat map analysis or anything like that, that we're going to sit down and do that for free. And if there is no work needed in your attic or everything seems to be as it should, we're going to let you know. We're also going to let you know, like, this is, you know, how many years you can wait to check this out again. You're going to learn a lot. We're going to do our best to steer you in the right direction, but let's put it this way. I think last year we met with like a little over 10,000 people.
Woo. Wow.
And I got zero complaints about my salesman being too high pressure or high pressure or anything like that. So I never really even look at that team as a team of salespeople, people out there. Yeah, they're our initial contact. They're the ones that draw up the proposals that people end up signing. But our job is to diagnose what's actually happening in the home and truthfully let people know how long the current building materials will last on their home, and this is the best way to fix it, or if nothing needs to be done. Doesn't take much. You can go or much research to research the reviews on Lindis Construction. You're not going to have to read very far until you find one like, yeah, Lindis Construction came out and told me everything in my house was fine. Like hundreds of projects. And if storm happens, we're one of the only roofers out there that's going to tell you not to call your insurance company because there is no hail damage. We're going to inspect everything first. And if you need it, that's when you get your insurance company involved.
Speaking of those that Linda's checking out your roof, your attic, whatever, is Linda still using drones to look at people's roofing?
Yes. Yeah. We have the drone team on standby, and we'll use them whenever we need or if any big hailstorms happen. Hailstorm happen, we're gonna dispatch the drone team right away, and we're able to inspect like four times as many roofs in the same time frame as it would to manually inspect them. There's also some areas of the, you know, that we can't get to inspect. They're either too high up, they're setting the scaffolding up. We had this one house, it would have been a day and a half to set scaffolding up in order to get to that part of the roof and safely and to OSHA standards. Or we could fly with a drone that day and figure out everything we need to price out the job if it needed to be fixed.
I was, we talk about winter. By the way, this is still February. What kind of deals? I always like to ask you what kind of deals can be had this month through Lindis.
Right now we had 75% off installation labor on Leaf Guard gutters, GAF asphalt roofing, and Infinity Windows by Marvin. When it comes to windows, doors, patio doors, you name it, that division's getting pretty busy, and I would highly encourage, I don't know how long we're going to be able to run specials, and I do know most of our building materials are going to be going up in price April and May. I've been able to kind of, last couple of years, go without any real price increases. Some of these materials are going to go up a little bit, not crazy amount, but right now, I'm one of the last people standing that hasn't raised their prices, just as I know. We have some prices locked in, but right now I only have them locked in through the end of April. So when it comes to siding, windows, decking, even roofing, I think the next 45 days are going to be the cheapest 45 days for a consumer to make purchases.
I think maybe it was last week before, I can't remember, but a texter wanted to know if Lindis does financing on windows and whatever project. And I'm looking at a text, and I know we have a couple of minutes to go here. Texter was wondering if Andy Lindis knows of any programs in the Minnesota area that might put in windows for low-income people. I'm not sure if you do know of anything, but I know you do financing.
Yeah, we have a variety of payment plans available to most consumers. There are certain municipalities we worked with over the last
few years that have deals for rehabbing a home that I've seen some fixed income people take advantage of. Programs like where it's very low interest rate or no interest rate or nothing has to be paid back until the house is sold. I've seen that happen, but I would check with your city officials and where in whichever town you live in and go from there. It seems to be more city ran and small municipality ran than it is a state or any type of federal program.
And what about decks? I'm looking at a question about can, it was not this summer, but this year, can Linda still get a deck put in this year? And boy, I tell you, with the forecast, your crews may get a real early start.
Yeah. No, we'll be able to put a decks on, I think right now, like if you were to purchase a deck from us on Monday, you'd enjoy this deck most of the season. So, most of the year, as soon as the ground thaws open, I would say you're looking at maybe an April, May install. So that's available.
And what about railing systems for folks that, want to get a new deck? What do you like?
You know, I like, the metal railing systems, but it's kind of to each their own. I've seen some people really like the wire, seems to be able to see through really nice. My brother loves his glass railing. So, this is just kind of up to the person that has to look at it every day. That's a decision that you're going to have to make. The nice thing about everybody at Linus Construction that deals with decking, they're going to be able to show you a lot of samples and pictures and give you the pros and cons of each kind and kind of go from there.
But you really like that millboard decking itself. That seems to be the one, and I know you've tested out a bunch of them since we've been doing the show, but that seems to be at the top of your list.
Yeah, currently at my home, I have 5 different types of decking installed. So, and millboard being one of them, and it's not even close. So you can think of, you don't have to name names, but every one of the highest level of composite decks that you can purchase are installed in my home. And I have one of the original decks installed. That one's going to get torn off. I'm going to try something different on that deck this year. I figured 30 years is a long enough experiment. It's lasted that long. It just looks terrible. So it's time to get rid of it.
Time to go. Well, it's also time to get out of here, Andy. We're plumb out of time, but let's do this again next week. What do you say?
Sounds great, Denny. Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a good week, too. Stay warm, Andy. I know you will. It'll be much better. Thanks, Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Now, if you want to get in touch with those good folks, easiest number to remember, 8449-LINDIS. You can also get on the web, if you like, at lindisconstruction.com. I haven't spelled it yet this hour. LINDUS or 8449-LINDIS. Denny Long, thanking you for your company today. Josh, thank you for your help. Enjoy the weather. 15 degrees right now.